Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Here's Troy with Derek Wolfe from earlier today.
Our days are long. Our practices are long. We put in so much work. And to go out there and get embarrassed like that, man, is just... Your heart.
Well, now there's, you know, the rumors that they, it looks like it could be likely that Emmanuel gets traded. How do you guys deal with that in the locker room at this time of year? You went through last year with DT, obviously. How do you deal with that?
It's a business, man. That's the nature of this business. You know, here one day, gone tomorrow. That's the way it goes, man. It's not, there is no loyalty in this league anymore. It's gone. You know, I think that they, you know, you have players that show loyalty, but you don't have teams that show very much loyalty anymore. You know, I think the Broncos are one of those teams that does show a lot of loyalty around the league, but at the end of the day, they have to make a business decision on what's best for their business. You know, what is the best thing for their business at this time? And if trading somebody is that is best for their business, then that's what they got to do, because we can't expect them to make bad business decisions based on emotions.
Troy Rank is our Broncos insider, brought to you by Tranny Law. Troy, that sounded like a pretty discouraged Derek Wolfe. Why don't you explain what he was doing today?
He was doing a promotional event for Pampers, putting in a baby changing table at Discovery, not the visitor center, but the park center. And so he was there as part of that. That part of the story will air tomorrow, because there's an embargo on that because there's several NFL players involved. But he was there for that. And so he was with his daughter, Roxy, and his wife, and talking about being a dad and what that means to him. But obviously, as part of that, we asked him football questions.
Not a very peppy answer.
Yeah, he needed coffee by his own admission. it's tough when he's lived it. I was going back for the story I wrote for the DenverChannel.com. I mean, he came here in 2012, so his first 4 years, he won division titles, went to two Super Bowls, and won a Super Bowl. So these last 2.5 seasons have been jarring. I mean, for fans and for players alike. I mean, when you've won at that high of a level and you enter seasons thinking we can win it all, to now you enter thinking, do we have a chance to have a winning season? That's a different perspective, and it's just been difficult. And the change has been difficult. I mean, you're talking about four coaches for him. So, you know, Fox, Kubiak, Joseph, and now Fangio, you know, the X number of coordinators. It's just a lot. And so he knows what he signed up for. That's not it. But it's just hard when you're not winning. And in a game like that, I asked him about that Chiefs game at the end, and he said, listen, defensively, we thought we did some things well enough to win a football game, but, you know, there was obviously a strip sack touchdown, a field goal that was directly related to a special teams mistake on a punt return. But he said, he goes, looking back on it, it just makes me sick. And that's hard, you know, when he's 8 straight losses to the Chiefs, and it's just, you can hear it in his voice, like, man, when are we going to get over this hump?
Troy, sounds like Emmanuel Sanders is pretty much a foregone conclusion that he will get traded at this point. Chris Harris Jr., though, it's picking up steam a little bit. Is it the correct thing for the Denver Broncos to trade him?
Well, Emmanuel, yeah, it's increasingly likely he's moved. I would be surprised if he's not traded. You got enough teams interested where you can get what you want back in terms of a draft pick. But you have the Panthers, Niners, Patriots, and Packers all needing a receiver. You know, the idea you could get a third, which is more than they got for DT. At this point, it's reasonable to ask that, frankly, because there's enough suitors, and only really Sanders and Mohamed Sanu are really the two guys out there right now. Now, that could change next week. But, yeah, in Chris Harris's case, you know, the Eagles clearly need a cornerback, man, but are they really a good enough team to, you know, give up assets? Are they, you know, they got to look themselves in the mirror. Are they good enough to, you know, make a run in the playoffs? But Chris will have value. The inclination right now, Tyler, is to not move Chris because they really don't have any depth to cover it. I mean, Isaac Yadam can't get on the field for more than a couple plays, and he gets benched again. So if you move Chris, I mean, and Callahan doesn't play again this year, which there's a chance he doesn't, you're in a tough spot, and you could just get the compensatory pick for him. But it's less likely he moves. I don't rule it out, but I do think Emmanuel will be traded.
All right, Troy, we're talking about the selling of Emmanuel Sanders. Could we see the Broncos be buyers before the trade deadline?
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be someone you would control, Nick. that you would, you know, it makes sense that we are getting for a couple of years. So in these cases, you keep an open mind, because sometimes in dealing in conversations with dealing one of your own players, you come across somebody that's available you didn't expect that you would have control over for a few years in terms of their contract and cost certainty. But to be a buyer that would have necessarily improved this year, like a Trent Williams and a big, you know, left tackle, I haven't seen them. Now, they have money. They have $10 million or so to spare, and they're going to have money next year. But a move like that suggests you're trying to win this year. Any move they would make for me would have to be someone that you know you're going to have for 2 to 3 years.
All right, Troy. Man, you guys – yeah, go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, one more here, Troy. You know, Chris Harris it's my understanding that we could expect about a fourth rounder in return and compensatory value. Emmanuel Sanders, you know, how does that, how will that work out? And what would the comp value be for Emmanuel?
Yeah, I mean, he and Chris are in that same area, third to fourth round compensatory pick. The difference is if you trade him now, you get it in hand and you're not waiting for the formula on, you know, playing time percentage, who's, you know, how that, because it's a weird formula and there's no reason to try to explain it, but you'd be waiting on it. And mm-hmm. the anticipation is you would be in that neighborhood of a third, fourth pick for those two. But if you can get that now and know what that is without waiting, then yeah, I mean, then that'd be like, what's the difference? And move him now. Again, with Emmanuel, you'd be moving it and saying, okay, we want Deshaun Hamilton to play. We want Freddie Brown to play. We want Juwan Winfrey to play. With Chris, there's really nobody you want to play. There's not that answer behind it. So, you know, but in both cases too, remember, they're both going to be free agents. And I know in Chris's case, for sure, he's going to be coveted. So the idea he returns to the Broncos based on how this last offseason went would be less likely.
How awesome was it that the Yankees lost in a walk-off by Altuve?
Yeah, I was happy for DJ. Again, I've said it from jump.
That was cool. That was cool.
Him.
It was kind
he's
of
a winning player. They miss him every day. They miss him in the clubhouse. They miss him on the field. So I love to see that. But I thought I think you guys asked me, I picked the Astros to win it a couple weeks ago just because they have the best starting pitching. And even in a world where they match up every other hitter and bullpens rule, there's nothing replaced by a guy that can give you 6-7 innings in a game like they have with Cole, Verlander, and even Greinke pitched well after the first inning the other night.
I thought it was great because I like DJ too. So he had his moment, and then the Yankees lost. Oh, that's right, Nick. You're a big Yankees fan. Is that right, Nick? Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
And we had Altuve, the one guy in the big leagues that's our size. D-Mac hit the walk-off home run.
When a guy's our size, and I am commonly mocked by the morning show for being so small and little and petite, but when one of our people, we're just like little Oompa Loompas, me, you, and Troy, according to Mike Evans. You know what a giant Mike Evans is. That
he is,
Yeah, I mean, he's gargantuan.
He's 6'4", right?
Oh, he's so huge, I don't think there's a measuring stick big enough for him.
I feel bad for Mark.
Well,
hey,
when
guy.
Altuve showed up to try out in Venezuela, they sent him home because they didn't believe his age because he was so small, and then he begged his way back in the next day. They signed him for the equivalent of $1,000. And look, you know, now he's won an MVP. I'm telling you, I've interviewed Jose a number of times. He's all of about 5'4 and a half. He's not anywhere near 5'6.
Good for him. All right. Exactly. Thank you, Troy. We appreciate it. It's Troy Rank, brought to you by Tranny Law. I'm sorry, what'd you say about Mark Schlereth? What'd you say about him?
I appreciate you laughing off air because I knew that, see, the people didn't know that you laughed at my joke, but, you know, I mean, Mike's, he does kind of dominate you in size by at least an inch. But poor Mark, man. I mean, you know, that just such a little guy over there. And those little guys in the morning.
Yeah. Must be tough for Mark to be so much smaller than you.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure he's never come across it. It's got to be uncomfortable for him.
Mm. Say, stick that in your green chili, huh?
Well, if you can get a step stool to reach it. When we come back, I got this story, which is crazy. One of the most insane high school football stories I've ever read. Cheating. Cheating of epic levels. Details coming up next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.